Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Karen Cortell Reisman is here. I've been saying that name for over 15 years now. She's been hanging out with us. She's the author of the Speak for Yourself programs. She's the author of a number of books, including The Naked Truth About Selling, The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches. You're starting to get the picture. It's all about communicating. She teaches all of us how to do that. She's been doing it with us now for all these years, and that's what she helps her clients with. She also has the benefit of being Albert Einstein's cousin, so that tells you how smart she is, and she's proven that over the years, and I'm sure Albert is would be very proud of her where he observing her right now. Karen Cortell Reisman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So you've got some tips, some communication tips, and I just keep reminding people that face-to-face is the original social media. And I just don't think people in my generation, Karen, people who are been around the block a couple of times like me, I really think that's one of our responsibilities to the younger folks, is to remind them of that. Long before there was everything else, there was face-to-face. And of course, communication doesn't just mean face-to-face. We've got all these other options. But in business, our job with our customers is to communicate with them in a way that builds a relationship, isn't it?
Exactly. So today is all about how I have three communication tips that absolutely impact your ROI, which is your return on investment. And number one on that list is to create relationships. And if you reverse that, if you don't have a relationship, then you don't have any trust and you don't have a business with that person. And so if you flip it around to what we want to talk about, is let's create those relationships. And you just mentioned that this millennial world we are in, it's all about the digital way of communicating. And I say both. You have to create relationships on all levels. I mean, I'm already sending emails out this morning to clients and a prospect that's knocking on our door.
Right.
So it's a variety of ways. But one thing you have to do is to build rapport, because people do business with people that they know, them like, them trust.
Say that again. And folks, this is going to be in the test. Would you say all that again, Karen? This is very important.
People do business with people that they know, like, and trust. People really aren't doing business with spreadsheets. They're not doing business with PowerPoint visuals. They're not doing business with blogs. People are doing business with people.
Right.
That you have to get to know and maybe, God willing, like, and then get to trust. That's after you've built some credibility. And I'll go one step further. This relationship capital, if you do all those things and you're going to create relationship capital, and if you do that, you'll increase your financial capital.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes hand in hand. I'm not trying to be manipulative when I talk about doing these things, because it will get you money at the end. That's a beautiful byproduct.
That's just a way of keeping score.
Right. But if you don't create the relationship, then you won't have that business.
Yeah.
And what does that mean to create a relationship? It means that you enjoy talking to that person. You find things you have in common. And you shut up and you listen. In fact, a client actually said to me, please, as I was coming in to do a workshop for them, he said, please tell my top team to stop doing verbal vomit. I thought, what a thought. What a visual. Oh, my God. That you want to talk, but you also need to listen and to create that rapport to find out what you guys have in common so that you can start creating a situation where they want to keep knowing you, want to keep liking you, and that can help create that trust.
And that means so that you don't just do what I used to call backing the dump truck on their desk and dumping it on them. The story I was going to tell on myself is decades ago, I was a young pup for Xerox, and I was so proud of all I'd learned. I was so proud of my job. And I called on this plant accountant at this one factory, and he was older. He was in the end of his career, but he was an irascible old coot, Mr. Keener, and everybody knew it. He was an irascible old coot. He kind of liked being that way, but I didn't know him well, and so I called on him one day, and I just literally gave him I told him everything I knew, and so. After a little while, he stood up and he walked toward the door and held his arm out toward me as if to say, let's go. And he walked me to the door and he says, well, Jim, you've certainly given me the business. Now, Karen, that was a long, there are tens of millions of people in America today who weren't alive when that guy told me that, and I've never forgotten it. I'll never forget him saying to me those exact words, Jim, you've certainly given me the business. He walked me to the door, walked me outside, and turned around and went back in his office. I walked down the hall and stopped, and I stood there for a couple of minutes, and I thought about it. And I went back, and I knocked on his door again. He said, yes, Jim, can I help you? I said, Mr. Keener, can I start over? He says, yes.
He
said, yes, Jim, come in. What can I do to help you? And you know what? After that, I had all the business I could do with him.
And that is a great story.
And I wasn't a kid. I was in my mid-20s. I'd been around the block. I'd worked my way through college selling a commission. But I just got ahead of myself. And I think that's a lesson for everybody. What do you think?
Absolutely. Stop, do the listening. Listening is the hardest communication skill, and it is highly needed in this world. And
Karen, I need your website, Karen.
SpeakForYourself.com, F-O-R for the four, SpeakForYourself.com.
All right, folks, a lot of good stuff. There are the books and programs that she has there, some other media that she has there. Check those out. We're going to talk about some other communication tips after the break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.